This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's talk a little college football. Brett McMurphy joins us, Stadium Network, college football insider. Hey, Brett, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? All right?
Great.
Good. A lot of things to get into when you look at the college football landscape. Let's start here, and obviously with everything surrounding Ohio State, and they've not missed a beat without Meyer on the sidelines during game days and drubbed Rutgers as they were expected to do this past weekend. I'm curious in terms of, you know, where you hear, you know, Smith come out, make the comments that he did on Twitter, and certainly everything that was handled by Ohio State, the fallout from your great reporting. As we are now, you know, well over a couple weeks here into the college football regular season, what do you think the ramifications are for Meyer and Ohio State?
Well, I mean, you know, he's got one more game suspension, then he returns. And so basically, as far as Ohio State's concerned, it's over with. You know, when they were deciding what to do with Meyer, I was asked, you know, what I thought Ohio State ultimately would do. Would they fire him? Would they let him return? And I said, well, it's basically up to Ohio State. If they don't find that he violated something in his contract and they can't fire him with cause, then he would likely return. If that happened, though, the worst scenario for Ohio State is if some other information comes out, you know, during the season about, you know, things that may have happened during the Zach Smith's tenure at Ohio State. It's not going to make Meyer look any better or Ohio State look any better. And so that would be my biggest concern if I was Ohio State. But, you know, they've looked good so far the first two games. You know, ultimately, after reading the 23-page investigative report, which a lot of it confirmed what I already reported, I was surprised that they didn't fire him. But they made a statement. They decided that, you know, football is the most important thing and they want him to be the coach. But I thought if you're not going to fire him, why suspend him? Because three games doesn't mean anything. It's not going to impact their chances to win the Big Ten. You know, we could have coached him against Oregon State and Rutgers, and they would have won by five or six touchdowns. You know, TCU is going to be a lot tougher this week. They're certainly one of the favorites to get to the college football playoffs, certainly with the offensive skills they have.
Well, and so for shifting gears out of Ohio State and talk about the SEC, Brett, so can anyone, SEC East, challenge those Bulldogs of Georgia Bulldogs?
You know, I really don't think so. I think that was the most impressive win for the weekend. I had him, I think, sixth or seventh in my AP poll on my ballot. I moved him up to number two this week.
Right.
Because South Carolina is really improved, and they just dismantled South Carolina. I even had him jump Clemson, you know, is as impressive as Clemson was. Georgia's just, they're scary. They're really, really good. They look like a similar but different version of Alabama. And certainly I think Alabama and Georgia are the class of the SEC. But also I think Auburn, you know, Auburn's got LSU this week. They're a 10-point favorite. They already beat Washington. If they handle LSU pretty easily, which I think they will, I think you've got three quality teams in the SEC, and then there's a pretty big drop-off after that.
Brett, hang in there. We're having a little bit of an issue with your phone line, so we'll see if we can get that cleared up here and welcome you back on. A lot of clicking on the
clicking
phone line.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, especially if you're calling from the South.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's performance down in South Carolina was just off the charts. I mean, it just was.
Kirby Smart's just a man. I mean, he really runs that squad. He's in Alabama. You're from the Nick Saban world, right?
He is.
So that helps.
Yeah, but it certainly does. But he's taken that program, which under Mark Richt did a great job of recruiting. Underwhelmed in big games. He was not a great big game coach, and that proved to be his demise. And the Bulldogs decide as a program to move in another direction. And Kirby Smart's been brilliant. As Brett McMurphy rejoins us now, we're talking a little bit there about Georgia. You know, obviously the class of the SEC overall, when you look at it, Brett, is the brilliance of Alabama. Now with Tua quarterback as the starter, Saban, it's just an utter and complete machine that I don't know if we'll see anything of the like of it. When Saban's done as a college head coach, I don't know if I'll see anything like it in the rest of my life. I mean, he has been that dominant.
He really is, and it's weird. I almost think people take it for granted now. It's almost accepted, like, if they don't win the national championship, it's going to be a disappointment. I remember a few years ago they lost. I think it was the year they lost Ohio State, and then that following summer, he was on vacation with his wife in Georgia, and they were at a little diner, and this elderly couple came up to him and asked if they could get their picture with him, and they took a picture, and Saban said as they're taking the picture that the little old lady squeezes his arm and says, "You know, don't worry, Coach. Maybe you'll do better next year." And he's thinking to himself, "We just went to the title game, but that's the expectations that he's raised there." And you certainly look at this year's team. There's no reason, unless they really stumble down the stretch, that they're not going to be back there again. It's just amazing what he has done and built there. And you certainly talk about when Saban leaves, you never want to be the guy that follows the guy.
Right.
Well, you don't want to follow Saban at Alabama.
You want to follow a guy after Saban. That's the key.
Yeah.
No, you're right about that. Hey, so Brett, if you look at we were talking earlier for a little bit about not much. We didn't get a lot of time to get into about Herm Edwards with Arizona State, and I got a chance to watch a good chunk of that game. It was on late here in the East Coast, obviously, but I got to tell you, I'm kind of buying in. I think Herm Edwards is doing a pretty good job. I know it's early, the 2-0, the Sun Devils. But what do you think, man? What's the scuttlebutt? What are you feeling? They had a big win here, 16-13 over, you know, at that time, ranked 15th was Michigan State, and they beat them, did Arizona State. So what do you think? You buying or selling this whole Herm Edwards-Arizona State thing?
I'm buying. I love Herm. He's great. I knew him several years when I worked at ESPN.
Okay.
And he's just an unbelievable people person.
Motivator, right? Motivator.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And people made a lot of it when he was hired about, they said, well, he's just going to be the CEO and he's going to do this and that. And people were questioning him. Well, he's basically doing what every other coach does. They just called it differently. And I think what impressed me the most is defensively they got it done. They had scored in more than 31 points in six consecutive games going into the Michigan State game. So the fact that they were able to win without scoring a lot of points is huge for them. And I think certainly, you look at the Pac-12 South, with the struggles USC has offensively, Chip Kelly may not win five games this year. I think the struggles at Arizona, I think Arizona State could clearly be the favorite in the South. And very impressed with what Herm did there. And, you know, as long as they don't sleepwalk at San Diego State next week, then they got a huge game at Washington in 2 weeks, and that may actually be a preview for the Pac-12 title game.
You know, Brett, I'm staying in the Pac-12 there. I'm curious, how good, they've been impressive early here. How good do you think Oregon is this year?
I think they're the typical high-flying Oregon Ducks. The problem is they haven't played anybody, so
right.
you're not really sure. I mean, they're putting up 60 points a game. You know, Justin Herbert's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. I think he's undervalued nationally. He was one of the best last year. The problem is he had injury issues. When he wasn't injured, they were, you know, averaging 50-something points a game. Then he went down with injuries. But I don't think we're going to know much about them for a couple weeks also when they host Stanford. But certainly, you know, Mario Cristobal has got them going in the right direction, and I think they could actually be a challenger in the North. Problem is we don't know yet because of the quality of opponent this early on.
Yeah, a good point. VTech, man, what's the deal? You buying into this Virginia Tech? I mean, I got to see them week one. I didn't watch them this past week, but week one, man, they were flying around. I got to tell you, I was very impressed watching. They were fun to watch. They beat up William & Mary this week, 62-17. I know that's not a test. I get it. What do you think, VTech, Brett?
I really like him. I really like Justin Fuente. And the thing is with Virginia Tech, now that they got that opener out of the way against Florida State, I mean, they don't play not that they don't play anybody, but they're going to be prohibitive favorites for the next 3 or 4 weeks until Notre Dame comes to Blacksburg. They don't face Clemson. So the schedule is very manageable. If they get Miami at home, I mean, they could end up being a 10-win season and certainly could make a run at getting in the ACC title game. I will take the Florida State win with a grain of salt after you see how the Seminoles struggled against Samford. But I'm very impressed with Virginia Tech and Josh Jackson, one of the top quarterbacks in the ACC, no question.
Brad, one of the better games this past weekend was certainly down at College Station, and then it was A&M and Clemson, as Clemson survives and remains undefeated. Can he go through this year playing the two-quarterback system and make it work, Brett, from your perspective?
I really think so. They've been really upfront with that. Dabo and co-offense coordinator Tony Elliott have both said, look, we're going to play two guys. And it looks like, that both guys have bought into it. Kelly Bryant actually said before the year that he considered transferring for his senior year, but then he thought if he goes somewhere else and starts over, he's just going to have to prove himself again. So it looks like both guys have really bought in. You've got the leadership of Bryant. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence comes in for first pass in a true road game, 64-yard touchdown. So I actually think Clemson can make it work. Other schools, I'm not so sure, but it is ironic that the top three teams in the country, Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson, all have two quarterbacks. And they all have two quarterbacks that I think can lead them to the college football playoff. So Clemson is clearly the class of the ACC. That was a huge win for the ACC. And I don't see any way that Clemson does not get to the college football playoff. And I'd say, they would be among the short favorites to win it all.
Brett, final question for me, and that is dealing with the Texas Longhorns. Do you think Longhorn fans now have a greater appreciation for the job that Mack Brown did at Texas than ever before, based on what they have witnessed and seen in their program for the guys that have replaced them?
If they don't, they certainly should. To lose to Maryland again, that's not a good look. The struggle against Tulsa. But people aren't going to remember that if Texas can beat USC this week, if they can finally defeat Oklahoma. But you're right. I think, again, we talked about Saban. Saban's making it look so easy. Mack had a tremendous amount of success. And fan bases just come to accept that and basically think, well, this is the norm. This isn't the norm. They need to appreciate it, but they don't. And I think, obviously Mack Brown hasn't won the national titles like Saban did, but he did have a run of success that I think Texas people kind of figured, well, wow, anybody can just roll the balls out and do this. And we found out that isn't the case. This is a big year for Tom Herman. A lot of second-year coaches, Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, Urban Meyer. You can go on and on, that have went from 6 or 7 wins their first year to national title contenders their second year. Currently, Texas doesn't look like they're going to make that jump. But, again, they still got 10 games left. If they can, finish 9-1, 8-2, they could have an outside shot at the playoff. But I think Texas fans just want to see some kind of improvement after last year's 7-6 season.
Well, Brett, great work once again on the Ohio State story. You do a fantastic job covering the sport of college football. We appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.